Good morning, church. Are you ready to praise the Lord this morning? Let's stand. Let's open in prayer. Father, we thank you once again that we have the opportunity to gather here freely in the name of Jesus. And we are set to take advantage of that this morning. And so, Father, as we have songs to sing, testimonies to give, and a message from your throne room, today we are excited. So, Father, as we begin this service now, we ask that you would just meet us here, as you always do every single week, with your Holy Spirit, as we come to you now, in spirit and in truth, in the way that you want us to come to you. Father, we just thank you now that the union will be complete. In Jesus' name, amen.
Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice, and again I say
rejoice.
Philippians 4:4.
In Him we live and move and have our being. In Him we live and move and have our being. Make a joyful noise, sing unto the Lord. Tell Him of your love, dance before Him. Make a joyful noise, sing unto the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
The glowing skies against the going. umbrella, our sword, the Word of God. We tread the road the saints above with shouts of triumph trod. By faith they, like a whirlwind's breath, swept on o'er every field. The faith by which they conquered death is still our shining shield. Faith is the victory. Faith is the victory. Oh, glorious victory that overcomes the world. On every hand the foe we find drawn up in dread array. Let fence of ease be left behind and onward to the fray. Salvation's helmet on each head, with truth all girded about. The earth shall tremble 'neath our tread and echo with our shout. Faith is the victory. Faith is the victory. Oh, glorious victory that overcomes the world. To him that overcomes the foe, white raiment shall be given. Before the angels he shall know his name confessed in heaven. Then onward from the hills of light, our hearts with love aflame, will vanquish all the hosts of night in Jesus' conquering name.
We don't experience warfare today on the scale that they did hundreds of years ago. But if you were to imagine a stadium of 100,000 people who decides to shout simultaneously just to raise up this roar. And imagine you had two groups of that, 100,000 people and 100,000 people opposing each other. If one group started shouting like that, that's what it talks about. The earth shall tremble 'neath our tread and echo with our shout. It is an awesome and very frightening sight to be in warfare like that. But our warfare isn't physical, it's spiritual. And so we sit there and we put on our salvation helmet, we get saved, and then we go forth. We will vanquish all the hosts of night in Jesus' conquering name. We don't have to do anything. He did all the work.
I found a friend who is all to me. His love is ever true. I love to tell how he lifted me and what his grace can do for you. Saved by his power divine, saved to new life sublime. Life now is sweet and my joy is complete, for I'm saved, saved, saved. He saves me from every sin and harm, secures my soul each day. I'm leaning strong on his mighty arm. I know he'll guide me all the way. Saved by his power divine, saved to new life sublime. Life now is sweet and my joy is complete, for I'm saved, saved, saved. When poor and needy and all alone, in love he said to me, come unto me and I'll lead you home to live with me eternally. Saved by his power divine, see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear, the hour I first believed. Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. 'Tis grace hath brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home. When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we've no last days to sing God's praise than when we first begun. Praise God, 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 praise God.
Amen.
And how about 50,000 years and 100,000 years? And 1,000,000 years later, it'll simply just be a drop in eternity. There's no measure to that. It'll simply continue on for all time. Just praise God, praise God. A heavenly choir. And you know what? We'll all be singing on key too. All of us on key.
He has shown thee, oh man, what is good and what the Lord requires of thee. He has shown thee, oh man, what is good and what the Lord requires of thee. But to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God. He has shown thee, oh man, what is good and what the Lord requires of thee. He has shown thee, oh man, what is good and what the Lord requires of thee. But to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God.
I don't know if it's up there on the overhead, but that's Micah 6:8. You can look that up later on. Let's sing that one more time.
He has shown thee, shown thee, oh man, what is good and what the Lord requires of thee. But to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God. He has shown thee, oh man, requires of thee. He has shown thee, oh man. to do justly,
and to love mercy,
and to walk humbly with thy God.
Thank you, Lord.
A sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary for you. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary.
Master, ready to do your will.
serve you. I'll obey because I love you. I'll obey, my life is in your hands. For it's a way to prove my love when feelings go away. If it costs me everything, I'll obey. I'll obey and serve you. I'll obey because I love you. I'll obey, my life is in your hands. For it's a way to prove my love when feelings go away. If it costs me everything, I'll obey. I'll obey and serve you. I'll obey because I love you. I'll obey, my life is in your hands. For it's a way to prove my love when feelings go away. If it costs me everything, I'll obey. If it costs me everything, I'll obey. If it costs me everything, I'll obey.
Thank you, Lord.
Worship Jesus.
Sit there and you look at that background. You can say, oh, yeah, we can think about that. You know, Jesus was crucified. But you see him. He's up there. He's on a cross. He's not happy. He's not thinking of all the good times. He's in agony. It cost him a lot. It cost him a lot of pain, a lot of suffering. And to be hanging there, elevated, and then mocked mercilessly. And to see his own mom standing there, just crying her eyeballs out, not really even understanding the whole purpose of what was happening. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Thank you, Lord, for giving to me that salvation so rich and free. Let's sing that one more time.
Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Christ our Lord. You are all my righteousness. I stand complete in you and worship you. You are all my righteousness. I stand complete in you and worship you. You are all my righteousness. I stand complete in you and worship Christ alone. Worship you, Jesus Christ our Lord. Let's forget about ourselves. Concentrate on you and worship you.
Praise you, Lord our God. It's exciting to come into your presence with singing. Oh, it's exciting to lift up holy hands, to shout hallelujah, hallelujah. And Lord, we have a good reason to be excited. We have a good reason to celebrate, to shout hallelujah. Oh, to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. Oh, we have the victory in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Oh, we can say, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Oh, how can we forget such a great salvation? Oh, how can we forget such a wonderful gift? Oh, hallelujah. Praise you, holy name. For he forgave us for all our iniquities. He healed all our diseases. He redeemeth our life from destruction. He crowned us with loving kindness and tender mercies. He satisfied our mouth with good things, that our youth may be renewed like the eagles. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's who our God is. That's who our God is. Oh, we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, that we have the victory in Christ Jesus. Oh, praise your holy name. And we want to ask you today, fill us, O Lord, with the knowledge of thy will, in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that we may walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, and be fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. Oh, strengthen with all might according to your glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness. Oh, giving thanks unto the Father who made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who delivered us from the powers of darkness and translate us into the kingdom of his dear Son, by whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Oh, thank you, Lord. Praise your holy name. Oh, Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. And we want to thank You today. Let the day be a day of victory. Let the day be a day of celebration. Let it be a day of excitement. Oh, let us rise up. Let us stand up and let us be counted. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let us rejoice in the Lord always. And again we say rejoice. And we thank You and praise You, Heavenly Father. Oh, we love You, Lord. We appreciate You and we thank You for what You are going to do today. We ask You, Lord, to move in a mighty way in the midst of us. Oh, Lord, we see rain outside. Oh, we see the rain. But, oh, Lord, what we want, what we desire, to see the latter rain. Oh, the latter rain, we pray. Oh, that it will move like a whirlwind, we pray in the name of Jesus and touch each and every person in this house. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we want to thank You and praise You today to prepare us, Lord, to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true. Oh, we thank You and praise You, Father. Thank You, Lord, that You prepare us. Thank You for sending us. Thank You, Lord, that we can answer the call today. Here we, Lord, use us, send us. Not our will, but Thy will be done, we pray, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank You, Lord, for opening new doors for each and every person in this body of believers. Oh, make us fiery evangelists, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, let us not be slothful in business, but fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, distributing to the necessities of the saints, and given to hospitality. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And God is able to make all grace abound to you, that you may have always all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. And we thank You. We praise You, Father. We ask You, Lord, that You touch the pastor today as he delivers the message to us. Let the joy fill his soul. Let the peace saturate him. And let Lord, the anointing be upon him and give him the freedom to preach and let the word come out, we pray, with power and touch us like a two-edged sword, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, as we are about to receive this offering, You told us to bring the tithes into the storehouse, that it will be meat in My house, and prove Me herewith, said the Lord of hosts, if I do not open for You the windows of heaven and pour out such a blessing that it may not be enough room to receive it. And Lord, we thank You and praise You for You, O Lord, You mean what You say, and You say what You mean, and You stay good in Your promises. And we thank You today that we are going to give to the work of the Lord, and we are going to give with gladness. We give You all the praise, we give You all the glory, we'll give You all the honor, and pray this prayer in Jesus' precious and a mighty name. And all God's children said, Amen.
Okay, good morning. I'm going to take a few testimonies this morning. Has anybody got a testimony? Okay, wow, busy this morning. So, Monica.
Good morning. This is a testimony to God's grace and mercy. And it's a dog story, but it's a good one. I had been out most of this day and doing errands and doing lots of stuff. So I had just taken some grocery into the house and went back to the car to get some more. Then Joshua came out of the house and he was hollering at me saying that Plutten, our dog, was shaking a lot. So I tried to hurry the best I could in back into the house and dropped the bags. I looked at the dog and I decided, okay, this is a seizure. This is an evil spirit causing this. So I read God gave me the wisdom to understand this and I know discernment and all of that. So I just dropped my bags on the floor and I said, in the name of Jesus, you are thrown out of here and you are to go to God's prison and there you will stay forever. And so the poor dog was, in the meantime, was laying on the side or on his stomach. A tongue was hanging out to one side and he was just shaking. He couldn't control any of his anything at all. So I praise God that God gave me the understanding right then and there to be able to help the poor dog. And we watched him a little bit and a couple of minutes later he was back to normal. So the evil spirit was gone. So I praise God for that.
Okay, well, I'm going to give a quick testimony for actually on Javier's behalf. And this has to do with a dog also. So, you know, God's working through his animal kingdom too. So, I think it was like about Monday morning. I got a phone call. I was doing my Bible study, and I got a phone call. And so the lady says, she introduced herself. She says, our dog is missing. And somebody said that they think maybe one of your people picked it up in, they recognized your truck or something to that effect. And I said, well, I don't know anything about it, and I haven't heard anything about it. So I said, but where do you live? And she says, well, we live in Marysville, and it would have been over by Highway 20. And so I said, well, let me check with some of the guys. I only have a certain amount of vehicles that would be over in that area. So I called around. I called a couple guys. They didn't know anything about it. And I called Javier, and he said, yeah, we almost ran over this dog. And I said, well, the owner's called me, and she's looking for the dog. So I said, I'll call her back and give you her phone number, or give them your Javier's phone number. And so I guess they did call. Well, when I called back, I talked to the husband, and he said, well, you know, there's a $200 reward for the dog. I said, no, I don't know about that. I said, but I'm sure Javier can use the reward, you know. And so anyway, he did make connection with Javier and drove to Elk Grove, picked up the dog, right? And gave him half of the reward money. And then that afternoon, the newspaper called me and said, well, hey, we're writing a story about this dog situation. It must have been dog day afternoon or something. But anyway, I said, well, you know, the story is that he picked up the dog, he almost ran it over. And so they kind of rescued the dog. And I just said, well, I'm happy that the little girl's getting her dog back. You know, Javier's happy. We're all happy. The dog's happy. And so the next day, on Tuesday, that was on the front page of the newspaper. And so the guy used that article. He said, I'm happy, the dog's happy, and everybody's happy. So, and it shows a picture of the little girl getting her dog back. But the testimony of that is this: the dog was protected, right? It's part of God's kingdom. And he used that situation to put $100 in his pocket. You know what I'm saying? So when you sow into God's kingdom, you don't know how you're going to get it back. He might use it through a lost, he might supply it through a lost dog. Who knows? But he has a way of getting it back to you. So, okay. And you can tell, he can tell also how it came about, because it was through Craigslist and all kinds of different channels.
When that guy called me, I tell him, how you know about me? Because you live in Meredithville, I live here in Sacramento. And they say, well, so somebody called me this morning and gave me the phone number for Burns, Thomas Burns Company. I say, oh, like that you find me. And yesterday I pray in my church, he told me. I go every Sunday to the church. Oh, yeah, what kind of church? I'm asking. Christian church. I say, wow. So you pray and you find me this morning. Thanks God. Thanks God. Say, and thank you, because I tell him, you got it lucky. No, I don't have it lucky. God called me to find my little puppy. I say, wow. Nice. God is working too for the little puppy. And yeah, so they are so Christian, and God is with them, with that couple, guys. Amen.
So the way I understand it, because I wasn't really knowing all the details, but I believe you guys rescued the dog, taking it up to the job site, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So they're up on a job site in Lake Wildwood, and a guy that's working on the job site sees that they have this dog. And so a friend of his, he mentions it, or no, excuse me, they put a ad on Craigslist for a lost dog. And the friend of this guy on the job site saw the ad on Craigslist. And then he mentioned it to him, and he said, oh, I think I know the guy that's got the dog. And so that's how it ended up going back to him. A lot of people had their hand in this little dog's return. Yeah. All right. So, okay. I'm trying to think. Joe DiCarlo. Come on up here.
I was actually going to give this testimony last week, and then we had communion, so it was, and now I understand why it came to this week, because this is animal testimony week, animal kingdom. We were heading home, Teresa and I were heading home from Sacramento, and it was just getting toward dusk, and it was raining pretty hard, because we live up in the foothills, and we tend to get those storms that blow through, a little whistle through the canyons up there. And I was just driving along, not thinking of anything else except the rain and the slick roads, and all of a sudden the word deer came to my mind. I thought, That's a pretty intense impression. Maybe the Lord's telling me something here. So I went from 50 miles an hour, which is the speed limit, down to 44. And we got up the road about another minute or so. And sure enough, if I'd been doing 50 miles an hour, I'd have been right where this deer crossed the road. And I watched it go across, and Teresa said, well, you know, deer travel in twos. So I kept looking left and right, and sure enough, there was one out in the field that was just getting ready to come over toward the fence and cross behind the one. But I just want to give the Lord the praise for having timed that and having just spoken that one word to me when I needed it. And this morning, you know, Animal Kingdom trivia, our dog Sweetie died after having her for 15 years. She was just a really sweet dog, like her name implies. And now I thought that as long as we're mentioning animals, we're going to miss her. She was a real sweetheart. I just wanted to mention her. But thanks.
All right. Animals are definitely a part of our life. Okay. I'm going to go with Lois. And then I'm going to go with our little sister. So, Lois.
Good morning. Last night I had a wonderful experience. I had gotten a flyer. I don't know if it was from one of these girls or from Pamela. I didn't know where I got it. It was for Teen Challenge graduation. And because my grandniece is up in Yuba City at the Teen Challenge Crisis Center, that they didn't have a place for regular housing, they had to put some of the women with children in the crisis center. They're going to be moved to Lincoln, and to this really nice, beautiful, big place. Anyway, I told my sister, I said, we ought to go to that because we'll see what it's like. And then when Christina's going to graduate, we can tell her more about, you know, what happens. So she said, okay. So we got one of the people that is involved in Teen Challenge, who is a good friend of Ruth's, my sister, to come and pick us up, because neither one of us drive at night very much, and certainly not downtown. And so she came and picked us up, and we got there. And later on, after the ceremonies, I ran into Joanne and Pamela and Karen, which was a delight, because I kind of thought they might be there, but I wasn't sure, and they found me. So that was nice. But and Christina was there, too, because they bring all of the other people that are involved in Teen Challenge and are going through their program as the congregation. So it was a beautiful affair. The thing that was really wonderful was that for the first time, I got to actually see and talk to Christina after her miracle of God healing her crushed hand and turning her life around, actually turning her whole life around at that moment. It was a wonderful program. They had singing. They had a choir. They had all kinds of testimonies, wonderful testimonies, where these people have been brought out of such terrible circumstances and brought to the Lord, and what God can do with families. And it just showed me more that there is no case too hard that God can't mend it, put it together, and make it whole again. And so anybody who's involved in a broken relationship, take heart, because God is going to do it. If you just keep faithful, He is going to do it. And one thing that really was really remarkable to me was all of the people involved in Teen Challenge that are helping these broken families and broken people are looked up to so much by these people, because they've done so much for them. Now, they know God did it all. They know that, and they give Him all the glory. But also, they give thanks to these people that volunteer their time and help them to come out of it and help them to get to know the Lord. And I think about that, and I think about our pastor, John and Ina. How often do we thank them for what they brought us out of? I know, I mean, maybe all of you didn't come from such sinful pasts as me, but I know that when they delivered me of demons, I mean, that's the biggest thing you can do for a person outside of salvation. Who can do that? These great big churches, they have rock music and they invite demons into their services and they manifest all over the place. We have a pastor who's taking them away from us, who's keeping the demons out of our lives. And I think we just owe John and Ina a terribly big thank you that maybe we haven't thought about giving them, because they have given so much to us. And I just want to say thank you.
Okay, Natalia.
He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I know, Savior in Jesus. Oh, it's true. Yes, it's true. He made a golden promise just for me, just for you. He said, behold, I stand at the door and knock, and if any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and talk with him, and he with me. I will come in to him and talk with him, and he with me. He said, behold, I stand at the door and knock, and if any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and talk with him, and he with me. I will come in to him and talk with him, and he with me.
Amen.
Amen.
Now we have some bonus scripture.
Ah, Papa, you're pushing me off. Pushing me off.
По-русски будет Псалом 102, in English be Psalm 103. Благословит душа моя, а Господа, Господа, и вся внутренность моя во святое имя Его. Всех благодея Say a few words. Of course, we give all the praise and the glory to our Heavenly Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. And I just want to mention that today's my participation is all because of Lois. A few months ago, she kind of encouraged me to do a little singing, since she hears me from the back. So anyway, I thank God for giving her that wisdom and allowing me to introduce my voice. And let me be number two person to thank Pastor John and Ina for their hard work and for bringing us all to God and delivering us the scripture and expressing their love to each one of us in Jesus' name. Amen.
Well, you never know whose voice is hiding out there, huh? Okay, so Pastor John, why don't you come? And we need Yuri and we need Monica. Happy birthday. And then you can take over from there, Pastor John.
Let's stand up. This is your birthday?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow is your birthday. So, may be seated. Well, praise the Lord. It's good to see you here today. And I'm very happy I'm here today. Last week, after the church, we went out to have a bite. And I don't know what was there, whatever happened, but Sunday night, I was very ill. And so Monday morning, I felt, I might not make it. You know how it goes when you lose all your power. And I must have been a pretty sad-looking guy. And walked into Charles' office, and I said, Charles, he says, I'm not going to make it. You're going to have to take over this week. I'm going to take the week off. And so he told me, he says, well, you give me the assignment Monday. He says, I know you. By Sunday, you're up there preaching. I said, not this time. No. So, but anyway, I couldn't go to the Thursday night meeting either that we had here. But then God moved upon me, and I thank for the prayers. And when I got the power back, it was like somebody turned the switch on. And it's been a bit hard this week, but I'm here, and I'm really thankful for God. And you know, we never know when our time comes, we get sick or whatever it is. And I got a saying that I learned this from a gentleman from the South. He was a store clerk. I said, "How are you doing today, Walter?" He said, "I'm on this side of the grass." I said, "What?" He said, "I am this side of the grass. I'm doing good." I said, "Can you explain that for me?" He said, "I'm alive. Because if you are under the grass, you're not alive." See, somebody asked me, "How are you doing, John?" I said, "I'm on this side of the grass." Praise God. Well, hallelujah. You know, last week we didn't pray too well. I thought about that. You know, we're talking to many people around the world, but here in Sacramento, we only prayed a 10-cent prayer last week. You know that? Gasoline went down 10 cents in the Sacramento area. It had been going up and up and up. We decided last week it was enough. But if you would have prayed some more, we might have got down. Maybe we would have prayed for 20 cents. So today, let's have a little bit more than 10 cents worth of a prayer when it comes to gasoline. Let me read this to you. I wrote this up. And we really have an international church here. In the church, we haven't had a Greek spoken here yet. But, you know, we got Greek people here. We got Russian people, Ukrainian people, Mexican people. We got regular folks, you know, locals. And you got some Swedes, and I don't know what else we got here. But anyway, this is a story about a man that is of Swedish descent. Let me read it to you. "About 1 year ago, an elderly couple came to our Sunday morning service. My wife and I did not know them that well, but after the service, we asked them to go out to lunch with us. As we were sitting in a restaurant, and by the way, that restaurant does not exist anymore, that was Lyons, they out of business. As we were sitting in a restaurant, I turned to the man, who at that time was 92 years old, and asked him if he was born again. He told me he did not know what that meant, which told me that the man was not saved. Neither was his wife. Now, normally, I don't carry my Bible in. You don't want to go in and have lunch after service, so we had them in the car. And I decided this, that, you know, any place just as good. So I asked my wife, I said, can you run out to the car, get your Bible? And she brought it in. And so I simply said to the man, I was sitting next to him, I got one Bible under his nose and one under his wife. And there's nothing more powerful than people reading themselves what the Word of God says. So we went through about salvation. And in the meantime, people had cleared out of the restaurant. It was just us, four, the Holy Ghost, God's angels, and a few people working there. 1 hour later, they were born again. We simply prayed and arrived in the restaurant. After you spent time with them in the Bible showing how to be saved. Dusty was saved in a public place, and as I told them, God can save a person anywhere, anytime, any place. The man's parents were Swedish immigrants, and he had learned a few things in the Swedish language, which he still remembers. The man had never read the Bible, despite the fact that while he was in a Mormon church, he was made an elder. The only prayer he used during his long life on this earth was a children's prayer in Swedish. And now to you that are Swedish here, you will understand that. You folks listening in Scandinavia. You will understand this. I'm going to read this, and I'm going to tell you why I remember this. In Sweden today, children learn how to cuss, how to have bad manners, how to prepare themselves for sexual activities and so on. I mean, there is no good teaching in Sweden. Sweden has gone down, I shouldn't say to the dogs are nice. I don't know what they've gone down to, but they've gone down some hole. But I remember, this is a prayer that was taught to me. Every child in Sweden learned this prayer. And I think when children pray that, and even later, it is simply something God will use, because this man got saved at the age of 92. And I learned this years ago when we were working in Billy Graham Crusades. They said this, that most people get saved in their 20s. And the older you get, the harder it is to get saved, because the more you harden your heart. But anyway, this is the prayer that he prayed. Gud som haver barnen kär, se till mig som liten är. Vart jag mig i världen vänder, lyckan kommer, lyckan går. Den som Gud älskar, lyckan får. Very short prayer. Prior to coming to us, he had renounced his membership in a Mormon church. During this last year, as a born-again believer in Christ, he has read through the entire New Testament and is now in the process of reading through the Old Testament. Just a few days ago, I received a letter from him, and he wrote this. Last night, I prayed for you that you and your family would be protected. As you know, I have always said that little child prayer in Swedish that my mother taught me 90 years ago. Now that I am born again, I just talk to Jesus, person to person, privately before I go to sleep, and ask him to ask God the Father for help for others and guidance for me to follow, and then just leave it all up to God to decide what is best. I don't claim any ritual experience, but the answer is that at the age of 93, I am able to write this letter. My wife has had her first cataract operation, and that's the end of the letter. When I talked with a wife on the phone a day later, she told me that she was doing fine, but can't use her glasses since her eyesight has improved. This is the reason I'm not able to attend church at this time, and as soon as she has new glasses, they will be back in church. Now, I want to share that with you because we have a number of things happening. But this is a miracle, if you can think about it, that you take a man and his wife, they are up in age, and these are upstanding citizens. The man is a professional, and he had his own business. He's been a professional engineer, and you would think, you know, it's an upstanding citizen, but he did not know Jesus. And if he would have died, I'm sure the funeral home would have been full of people, and they would have got up there and said, you know, what a wonderful man he was, what a fine man he was, and this and that, a lot of nice appetites. But you know, the guy would have been in hell, with no thermostat, looking up and saying, I didn't make it. Therefore, when you meet somebody, any place, don't be afraid and say, well, you know, I don't want to step on somebody's toes. I want to step on somebody's toes and get them into heaven, than to simply have them, you know, just feeling good. And when they die, they are lost. So I want to share that with you. And I praise God, you know, that this man and his wife are with us. And not only with us now, but for eternity. At this time, we're going to do our prayer time. So let's come up here and pray and seek the Lord. So I'm going to ask Thomas if you would pray for this lady, and I will not give a name because I don't want to embarrass them.
The lady with the cataract.
Lady with the cataract. That's her name today.
Okay. Well, I'd like you to tell us what this Swedish prayer is in English, since we don't speak Swedish.
Really?
Yes.
Well, I will do a little translation here then. God, who loves the children, look to me as I'm very small. Wherever I go in the world, luck will come and luck will go. The one that God loves will receive the luck. Now, I don't like the luck, but that's the way it is. But I believe the prayer here is that you, when you pray that, you ask God to look for you and look and help you out. So I'm going to ask, so you pray for the man's wife, and then I'm going to ask Joanne, you want to pray and thank God for this man's salvation? No name now. We got to keep it.
Hmm?
He was. He's now 93, going to 94. But he's still doing good. I told him to get 120. Okay, any other prayer needs out there today that you want us to pray for specifically? Everybody's doing good?
Hold on. Isaac and...
Okay, you pray for Isaac then.
Isaac and David.
Isaac and David. Okay, let's start with you then.
John.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, what's your name of your daughter?
Natalie.
Okay, I want you to come up and pray for her. Can you do that? Okay, so let's start with you then. So just come on up here and stand here, and then when it comes time. No one can pray like a mother.
Father, I lift up little Isaac and little Andrew here this morning as they're both at home, not feeling too well. Father, you know the things that are ailing them, of sniffles and whatever it is. So, Father, I just ask that you would just, your resurrection power right now, that it would just surge through them from the top of their heads to the bottom of their feet. That right now, that you would just raise them up, remove the sickness that is in them, and that they will be well. And, Father, we just thank you for looking out after them, that we've seen examples of how you care for the littlest creatures in this creation, and how much more is a human being worth. So, Father, we just thank you now for healing them, and this is now done. In Jesus' name, amen.
Go ahead, Thomas.
Okay, Father God, we thank you for this time to come here, first of all, today, Lord. And sometimes when you head out, you're not 100% wanting to come, but it's always a blessing when you get here, Lord. So we thank you for the Spirit of God that's lifting us up. And I thank you for the story that Pastor John told about this 90-year-old couple. And that they were in deception their whole life. And his mother prayed a prayer that he remembered from his youth, Lord. And we know that you work in your ways throughout time and around the world, Lord. And we thank you, Father, for the God-ordained appointment between this man and Pastor John. And he gave him the gospel. And him and his wife were both born again. And Lord, we want to lift up their family to you, who has been stuck also in this false teaching. And we know your word. It says that Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no man comes to the Father but by me. And that is the only way. It is an exclusive way. only one way to Jesus, to God, and that's through His Son, Jesus Christ. And the world doesn't like it. They want to say one God, many paths, but we know that's a lie. There is one God, and there is only one path, and that's Jesus Christ. So we thank you, Father, for salvation for the rest of their family. And Lord, we lift this lady up. She's had surgery. We thank you, Father, that her eyes are healing well. And more than that, though, her soul is healing. And we thank you, Father, for bringing them right back here and letting them grow stronger in you, Lord. And as Pastor John asked anybody if they had any requests, Lord, you know we all have some requests. Everybody in this body and everybody that is listening via the internet. And so you know what those requests are. We have sons and daughters, and we have friends and loved ones, and we have financial needs, and you name it, Lord. You're abreast of all of them. But you tell us, you have not because you ask not. So we want to ask. So for every person's request, Lord, we lift them up to you, knowing that you know what they are, and we thank you for taking care of those, Lord. We thank you for working in the hearts of men and women. And Lord, we want to thank you for the rain. We've been praying for rain, Lord, and you've delivered. And we thank you, Father, that the outlook for this week is a lot more rain. And we praise your name for that. We thank you for your word. It says you give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, Lord. And without that rain, it makes it very difficult. So we thank you, Father, for it. And we thank you that you heard our prayer. And whether it's normal or not normal, we know where it comes from, that you had your hand in it, Lord. And we thank you for all things. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Lord, for loving Natalie with the love of Calvary and for being so good to her all this time. I just pray, Lord, that the destiny that you have for her will be completely fulfilled. I ask your forgiveness for areas that maybe we have missed when we raised her up, but I know you can redeem all things, and I thank you for the destiny that you already have for her from the foundation of the world. So I thank you for that, and I ask you right now to give her wisdom, protect her, and especially in some very, very important decisions she needs to make in a very few weeks or maybe a month or two, that they will be according to your perfect will for your glory. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen, Sister Joanne. Father God, we just thank you and praise you for this man. Brother Thomas has prayed for him and his family already. And we know that it was your will that he come into the kingdom, and we know that it's your will that he and his family shall be saved. And I pray he not fret or worry about his family, whoever is still way over there and not with Jesus, that you're going to bring them in, because you promise us in your word, me and my house shall be saved, and the same for mine. We just thank you and praise you today, Lord, for everything you're doing in our church. We thank you that we have love here that flows, and we pray you bring the older couple back again and again. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank you right now for these moments we have to pray. Father God, as the world is going through turmoil right now, many people have lost their jobs, lost their homes, uncertainty. We thank you, Father God, that we can be safe and secure in the arms of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I want to pray for all Christians today, Lord, that are walking with you, that you would preserve their jobs. And if a job disappears, you would give them something else, Lord. that, Father God, your people should not be begging for bread, but that, Lord, you will make a difference between your people and those that are unsaved. And we thank you for that right now. And Father God, it might be a selfish prayer, but we have been praying a lot for gasoline, Father God, and we need to drive a lot. And we thank you for lowering the price here in the Sacramento area last week, Lord, as we prayed. And we believe that oil prices, gasoline prices, food prices can be changed through prayer. Father God, I know that the world government is manipulating, but I know this, that the living God is stronger than any demon in this world, even the devil himself. Have you rolled all these prices back right now? All the greed, we rolled it back. Have you thank you, Father God, for giving us lower prices for a season yet, while we are presenting the gospel to a dying world? We thank you for that, Lord. And Father God, we pray for our nation right now. We pray for revival and awakening. We thank you, Father God, for the many good testimonies we hear from people that are watching us, listening to us. That Father God, we pray today that things will explode. That Father God, we will have eventually not 100,000 people watching us, not 1 million, but 1 billion people, Father God, every Sunday, that would turn in to find out what God is doing in this world. And we thank you that we can be a center of that, Lord. We give you praise. We give you worship right now. And I want to thank you personally for healing me this week. Thank you, Father God, for giving me 120 years on this planet. We thank you, Father God, for giving each one of us not only a long life, Lord, but a healthy one. And we give you praise and worship right now. And all who agree to this, shout it. Amen. Amen. Praise God. You may be seated. All right. Let's have the outlines handed out.